You're listening to The Money Hour with your host, Tina Mitchell, and co-host Keelan Harvey on Alternative Talk AM 1150. Now, back to the show with local mortgage experts Tina Mitchell and Keelan Harvey.
Welcome back to The Money Hour at 1150 AM KKNW, the Saturday, July 27th show. I am your host, Tina Mitchell.
And I'm your co-host, Keelan Harvey.
It is a great day to talk about money. That's what the show is all about, how to make money, save money, so that you can have a better quality of life for you and your family. If you're hearing our show at a different time or day, you are listening to a rebroadcast. We're here to answer any questions or connect you with the guests that we have on the show. Please call the show at 1-855-400-1150. Again, that's 1-855-400-1150 or online at themoneyhour.com. And in studio right now, we have Claire Jones of Clarifying Coaching LLC, Empowering Badass Women Entrepreneurs. Claire, thank you so much for coming back in studio.
Yes, thank you for having me. I enjoy being here.
Awesome. A little bit about Claire. Claire is a certified leadership coach and business consultant. Her mission is to use the latest neurologic scientific research to help women entrepreneurs find and clarify and the right strategy to move their business forward with her Badass Business Program. She works with clients side by side to create a completely customized program that will up-level their businesses and lives so that they know what is most important, what to do next, how to break up the action steps, and what habits will help them get there. Again, Claire, thank you so much for joining us in studio.
Yes, thank you. Thank you.
Claire, you have my favorite title ever, like Empowering Badass Women Entrepreneurs. Who doesn't want to be a badass? It's like straight to the point.
Right.
Be a badass.
And that's coming from a guy.
Yeah, I love it. That's
awesome. We need more badass women out there, honestly.
Well, we really need some badass guys out there, too,
that's
to
true.
Be honest.
That's true.
I'm just saying.
I'm all here for all badass people.
I love it. I love it. So what the heck you been doing since we saw you last?
It's been pretty exciting. Most of July has actually been spent gearing up for a networking conference that is next week in Dallas. And they chose me as a finalist for their Emerging Leader of the Year Award.
Congratulations.
Thank you. So I'm super excited. And I've just been really getting busy trying to get everything set up to ready and go. I've also been through a rebranding process since I realized that because I come from an academic background, I've been creating a lot of my content with very academic language. And that kind of confuses people sometimes when I talk about what I do. So my branding coach basically was like, well, you need to reframe the way you talk about what you do. And so now when I write content, instead of easily going down the rabbit hole of explaining it academically, she's been encouraging me to bring a lot more emotion to the forefront.
A story
to explain the why behind what I'm doing. So it's been a very fascinating process.
I love that. I'm so excited to hear you say that. And this is why it's so important for even coaches to have coaches.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're a coach and an expert in a certain area.
Yeah.
And sometimes as a coach, you kind of feel that you know it all, but you really don't. You know your space.
Yes.
But even that, you don't know how to communicate your space the best that you can to everybody else. So you have to understand how to bring that in. So I really love that. So let's talk about what that process looks like.
It's really been a matter of owning my hero's journey, and that means owning my vulnerabilities and insecurities and my perceived failures that I've had throughout my life, and actually really owning the challenges. And that's a really radical shift for me, because before I was afraid to show that I was weak or lacking in a certain area. Like you said, you know, we each have our zone of genius when it comes to coaching or whatever we do in our business, and that's something that I was lacking in, and I didn't really want to admit that. So this whole process has been about owning that vulnerability. And I recently came across the phrase, vulnerability makes you irresistible. And I'm really trying to incorporate that into my work and into my life.
That's awesome. You know, we have a lot of great coaches, and they all talk about accountability and owning your story. And it takes a lot of courage to do that. So I congratulate you on that, because that's a huge step for anybody.
Yeah.
Some people never do it.
Mm-hmm.
Just because they can't face themselves as their worst enemy sometimes is that person that you don't want to face.
15 years of my career before anybody knew my story, you know, and it was not only do you not want to tell it, but you want to hide it, embarrass thinking that somebody might not want to work with you because of. So
And what a shame, because
you have an
incredible
story. And now I tell everybody
story.
I was in speech therapy and I don't know how to read very well or spell. And, you know, it is what it is. You know, I had to pick up your bio. It's because that word's going to be challenging and I know it. So I'm just going to have to wait and do it after studio. So it is what it is. Nobody is perfect. We all have our own challenges in life. And you embrace your strengths mm-hmm. and you embrace your weaknesses as well. And mm-hmm. you just figure it out. So mm-hmm.
And nobody'd ever know that unless you said something, because you're a rock mm-hmm. star. You just go out. I mean, first time I saw you in studio, I was like, oh, my gosh, how am I going to keep up with that?
Like, thanks, Keelan.
Anyway, so
right back at you.
How did that impact your business once you kind of took those steps?
Well, during the branding process, we realized that my target audience was actually frustrated women entrepreneurs. Mm-hmm. Before that, I had been targeting any woman who was in a career transition. But I realized that I really felt for women entrepreneurs in particular because that was me. I understand them because I've totally been there. I know what it's like to be a woman entrepreneur, especially yeah. a frustrated woman entrepreneur. And so I know what it's like to have this grand vision and try to build a business around it, but end up feeling like you're moving through mud, not really getting anywhere.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, Claire, what struggles have you personally faced as a female entrepreneur?
Well, I've definitely struggled with the Wonder Woman syndrome, uh-huh. feeling like I need to do everything by myself for everyone. Mm-hmm. And it's been kind of a process getting over that because I found myself completely exhausted. I found myself burnt out trying to live up to other people's expectations.
Yeah.
And that's not a place that you want to be in, really. And I didn't realize that I needed to take care of myself in order to be a better business leader.
Yeah, and you know, one of my professional core practices is to embrace your strengths and hire out your weaknesses. Mm-hmm. There is only so much time in the day. You can't make more time, but you can make more of the time that you have. And you've got to focus on the things that you're great at and mastering those instead of wasting valuable time
yeah.
trying to get better at things that are your weaknesses. So true.
Or hiring out your weaknesses. That comes from you, too.
Oh, I'm good at hiring out. Yes, I am.
So what was the turning point for you, Claire? When did that turn?
It was actually discovering the NeuroLeadership Institute's research that was my aha moment, which we touched on last time I was here.
Mm-hmm.
Up until that point, I had been absolutely miserable. I was coming out of closing down my first business, and I found myself at age 26, burnt out and on food stamps for the second time in 4 years. It was a really dark time. I was a cum laude college graduate who was unable to pay the bills and closing down a business that had drained my bank accounts even further. So I was living by myself, eating rice and beans for dinner, feeling lonely, depressed, and worthless. It's not a good place to be in.
Yeah.
And I didn't feel valuable. I didn't have strong social support networks, and I wasn't taking care of myself. So I found that NeuroLeadership Institute, and a light bulb went on, and I soon found myself reading their 600-page research textbook in my free time for fun because I was learning about how our brains actually worked.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what biases influence us, how individual sensitivities affect your communication and motivation styles, what habits and mindsets help or harm us, and how to balance your life to achieve optimal brain health. So I realized that these concepts were actually integral parts to succeeding as a business leader. And they've literally seen in the brain using fMRI techniques that self-worth, social connections, and self-care are essential to that.
Yeah, and, you know, I always talk about tragedy to triumph, and this is another example of many that you were in a tragic scenario, and because of that tragic life journey you were in, the triumph was it put you exactly where you needed to be to mm-hmm. learn what you needed to learn to now be the person that you are so that you can give back to the community. And, you know, it's just a beautiful thing. So outside of that, what other tools assisted you?
Well, they have this very handy framework called the Healthy Mind Platter, and mm-hmm. it totally changed my life. So while conducting their research, the Institute found that in today's work environments, success no longer depends on muscle power like it did in previous generations. Instead, success is built with brain power nowadays. And so they created a framework that represented an ideal diet for your brain, basically 7 areas of your life that should be balanced for optimal brain health. And many people are unfortunately unaware of the costs of an unhealthy mental diet, such as massive losses in productivity, exhaustion, burnout, and stress. And we might be stumbling from one activity to the next, driven by the needs of the brain, without any level of awareness of why this chain of events is happening. So you might even return home at night, I know I have, believing that you have a productive day without realizing that we are irritable, not because our significant other is being unreasonable, but because we are mentally exhausted.
Yeah.
A lot of people fall into that trap because they unintentionally end up in this space without realizing how they got there. And so the Healthy Mind Platter covers areas like focus time, downtime, time in, physical time, sleep time, play time, and connecting time so that you can get a good bird's eye view on how your life is balanced between all of those activities that contribute to brain health.
Yeah, so true. I coach on time management, and I say the biggest time waster is emotional stress. Emotional stress attached to things that are not done at a high efficiency level.
Yeah.
So you just broke it down.
Claire, how do you incorporate those frameworks into your coaching specifically?
Well, through working with my branding coach, I realized that I could combine my neuroleadership and wellness coaching with business development support to create a much more robust program for my clients because, shocker, they're all related.
Yeah, exactly.
And now I can offer a comprehensive program because in order to become an effective and productive business leader, you have to understand the skill sets required as well as create a sustainable work-life balance for yourself to make sure you don't burn out in the process.
Yeah. So Claire, what's your program look like now?
Well, I created a completely customizable badass business program where we address where you're stuck in your business and how to move on with your bad self and become even more extraordinary. Some of my clients need more business development support. Some want more coaching and mindset support. So I tailor the program to fit their needs while still interweaving all of the juicy neuroleadership frameworks.
Yeah.
I love how
you put some. Well, go ahead.
No, go.
I was going to say I love the word juicy, but I like the technical mixed in with the juicy.
You know,
because technical lets you know you need that balance of facts and story, and you've got to have the facts. I mean, where is this coming from? Why do you? Why what you say is right? Mm-hmm. So having that fact side of it, and then bringing in the juicy story combined together, is the magic.
I love how you use all these words too. I can tell how that turned.
See, that's
for
what
you.
I was just
yeah,
saying.
Yeah, like bad, but badass, your bad self. Uh-huh. Like, I'm like, yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
But she's got
about.
The technical side in there as well,
she
which
does.
Is like, okay, well, that makes sense because here is the proof side of it. So it's having that balance.
We got the science there too to being a badass.
Exactly.
The science to being a badass.
So tell us about the process. What's that like?
Well, we start by doing a free consult and questionnaire to really drill down into what's stopping you in your business. And then we figure out, is it social media profile setup? Is it marketing strategy? Is it managing teams and leading people? Or is it work-life balance? And then I can create a program based on what you need, and we dive on in.
So if we had a listener listening today who wants to sign up for your program, how do they do that?
Well, you can either go to my website and book the consult through there or just email me for availability and we can set it up.
Wonderful, Claire. Thank you so much for coming back in studio. Really appreciate it. Lots
totally.
Of fun interviewing you.
Thank you.
Coming up next on The Money Hour, we have Veterans of Foreign War as an agency nonprofit. Glenn Schmeck of VFW 318, also with Keller Williams Realty at South Sound, right here on 1150 AM KKNW after the short break.